We need to have a talk. Now. The principal marched toward his office without waiting for a reply. James skulked after him. Dr. Richards didn't look back or hold the door as he entered the main office. Two middle-aged women worked behind the L-shaped reception desk. One was on the phone, the other glanced at James and went back to her work. He shuffled into the principal's office, shutting the door behind him. Dr. Richards sat at the wooden desk with his fingers interlaced, as if he were praying. James sat across from him in a wooden chair that wasn't built for comfort. He might be 5'3", but at least he has a man's chin. My chin's like a girl's. If only I could grow a decent beard.
Mr. Fisher, are you paying attention?
Yes, every word, James replied. He'll repeat it.
What I asked was, do you remember what we talked about last month?
Shoot, I'm sorry about being late today. I had a family emergency. The principal sat quiet, his eyes on James. He's trying to get me to talk. Not going to happen, Dr. Dix.
It's not just today,
Dr. Richards said. James raised his eyebrows. As far as I know, I've been on time since our last conversation.
We had a complaint that you haven't been monitoring the hall at the start of school.
That's surprising.
Now, I know you have your planning time first period, but you cannot show up late just because you don't have class.
James nodded along with his principal. Absolutely, I agree 100%. That's why this is so surprising, because I've been here on time. Did you check my scan card? The principal tightened his jaw.
It appears you haven't been scanning in.
That's odd. I definitely scan. Doors won't open if you don't.
I assume you come in through the main entrance?
No, the back by the gym. The principal narrowed his eyes.
And why would you do that? Your classroom is on the other side of school.
James smiled. I like to stretch my legs early in the morning and walk a bit.
We've had some problems with that door.
The principal exhaled.
It will be fixed. It has been moved up to the top of my list. Do you understand me?
Loud and clear, boss. James saluted his principal as he exited. He entered the nurse's office across the hall. The placard on the open door said School Nurse Yolanda Mendez. There were two rooms, one with a desk and an exam table, and the other with cots. A heavy-set Latino woman in peach-colored scrubs sat at the desk. She had short wavy hair with brown highlights. James knocked on the open door. Knock, knock, James said. She turned with a toothy grin that stretched her wide nose and round cheeks.
Good morning, Mr. Fisher. Dare I ask what you're doing in the principal's office?
Apparently Dr. Dix had a complaint about me being late. She shook her head.
Probably that little tart across the hall from you. You better watch yourself.
James shrugged with a grin. She's just mad that the kids like me better.
Don't you have work to do?
James put his backpack on the floor and sat on the examination table, the paper covering crinkling under him. I don't really function until 9. It's insane that we start so early. The kids are zombies in the morning anyway. She laughed.
Well, I have work to do.
I guess that's my cue. James stood up, the paper cover hanging off the table.
And look what you've done to my table.
He straightened the paper. Sorry. I'll see you at lunch. He started for the exit.
James.
He turned around. Yeah?
I know you stay late, but you need to be here on time. You can't keep sneaking in the back. Dr. Dix is just looking for a reason.
James smiled again and blew the nurse a kiss. The Emancipation Proclamation. What did it do? James scanned his classroom. The faces were blank. A dark-skinned boy in front was turned around in his seat, whispering. Vernon, pay attention. This will be on the quiz tomorrow. Vernon turned around with a half-smile. He had a thin mustache and acne bumps on his cheeks and forehead. He was built more like a linebacker than an eighth grader. Can we just get through this? James asked. We only have a few more.
On the real, Mr. Fish, this is boring as hell, Vernon said.
Sometimes we have to follow the curriculum.
Come on, Mr. Fish,
Maurice said from the second row.
Tell it to us for real like you do.
Maurice was dark-skinned, thin, with high cheekbones, and a bright smile. James smirked. I'll tell you the real story of the Civil War, but you guys have to promise me two things. Number one, we have to learn the real story and the government propaganda version. Number two, what happens in room 124 stays in room 124.
Y'all better not be snitching, Vernon said, glaring at his classmates. Don't worry, Mr. Fish. We got your back, Maurice said.
Okay, let's play a game.